Good morning, Del Monte's Molson Jewelers. Stephanie speaking.
Hey, good morning, Stephanie. It's Tom. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
Good, thanks.
Looking for Johnny?
Yeah, I was returning his call if he's available.
Yep. Hold on 1 second.
Okay, thanks.
This might call for. We know you're on the line and look forward to assisting you shortly. At Del Monte Smells and Jewelers, you'll find our...
Go Dallas.
Oh, gosh, I don't know.
I'm not sure. What's worse? I mean, I know the answer to this, but what's worse, the Jets or the Cowboys?
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's a toss-up.
Did you ever think you'd ever say that?
I mean, you guys don't have a GM right now. We have one that's completely incapable, so.
I know. It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
It's not just the GM, by the way. It's more than just that.
Oh, for sure. Absolutely. But our problems start with our owner / GM, and everything trickles down from there.
Exactly. It starts with the sun setting at 4 o'clock for your offense to catch football. Right?
That's right. If we could only get curtains on, if we could only get curtains on that glass.
They didn't think of that, did they?
Oh, man.
I always found that very funny, even in baseball stadiums, you know?
Just the way the sun comes in at certain points during...
certain times of year, certain, like the 4 o'clock starts are usually like that, you know, or 6 o'clock starts during the summer.
Mm-hmm. It's even more difficult with baseball because of, you know, obviously you're trying to hit a 95-mile fastball, and there's shadows, you know, behind home plate. Yeah, forget about it.
Oh, yeah, that's for sure. But there's nothing you can really do about that because the sun's coming over the top, you know, section of the stadium.
Oh, right, exactly. I mean, that happens in multiple ballparks.
Not through the stadium window. Yeah. Hey, at least we can laugh about it, right?
That's right.
So
did you want this 59-pointer?
No, I called to see if it was available. Then I called the insurance replacement, and they decided not to move forward. So I just quickly canceled it.
Okay, gotcha.
Everything's good with you, bro?
Yeah, everything else is good. Yep.
Good, man.
You guys
doing your thing? You
doing
getting
all
busy right? Doing busy for the holidays?
Yeah, we're rocking here. Yeah, definitely feels quite the pickup over the past couple of weeks here.
Okay, great.
How about yourself? You guys doing all right?
Yeah, we're okay. Getting there, you know, grinding through Thanksgiving, and then, you know, we'll see what happens for the holiday.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're more of a last-minute type of place, you know. Nobody likes to prepare anymore, so.
Right. Well, I don't think you're alone in that, John. It seems like nowadays everybody's last-minute, you know. I mean, you have your, you know, your few customers, your handful of customers that will actually shop, you know, prior to and prepare, but otherwise it's everybody the last week or two.
Yeah, it's crazy. It's like, hey, man, can you make me a custom ring in 3 days? Like, no. Why would you call me, like, 3 days before Christmas? Oh, my God. But anyway, all right, I'll let you get to it, and I'll give you a call again, man. You're on my mind, so all good.
All right, John. Well, have a great day.
All right, Tom. Talk to you soon. Good luck, Cowboys.
All right, good luck.
All right.
See ya.
Bye.